that lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green, she's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into?
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't repeat that, actually.
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better.
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a panic of pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons. See what we did there?
Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
Who would have thought, Rob Nichols, when we were sitting here at the start of the season of 2017-2018, that we'd be looking forward to an FA Cup third round, which might as well take place in Wales. It's the Battle of the Welsh Dragons!
Indeed.
Tony Pulis versus Chris Coleman. And it is an FA Cup special, but clearly we'd be remiss if we didn't actually address the new era.
New era.
Farewell, Gary Monk. There's still a place at Sheffield Wednesday if you want it.
Well, yes. It's now the year of the cap.
Of course, exactly. Oh, a baseball cap, but he wears it the right way round.
He does indeed. But he always wears it.
And after that initial debacle over Aston Villa and the chance for Steve Bruce to welcome Tony Pulis to the bosom of the North East, I don't know why that actually sort of came to me, but it just
Actually, Alex, do you know who the last Borough manager was to win his first game?
Now, let me think. It clearly wasn't Gary Monk.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ito Karanka.
You might have to keep going for quite a while.
Are we talking Bobby Murdoch?
You're going back to Brian Robson.
Brian Robson.
Isn't that, it's staggering, really?
Yeah. And another 1-0 defeat. Before, of course, happiness and joy at Preston North End, after being 2-1 down, coming
absolutely
back to a 3-2 success.
2-1 down and being absolutely hammered, to be perfectly honest, in the first half. A very hapless display. But three substitutions made in the early part of the second half and a complete sort of turnaround in the tactics meant that we were all over Preston in the second period. So I think the first game in charge, Tony Pulis, you were saying to yourself, well, it's all the worst things that you might have feared of a Pulis side. There was hardly any chances taken.
He'll keep us in the championship. That's not the point.
Second game, it's all the positives of an experienced manager who's assessed things through 45 minutes and is able to change and put in a new plan. And we saw it through and we won deservedly, I thought, in the end.
There are those of us who, of course, remember the Pulis Meister when he was in charge against a certain Man City side back in the third division playoff final, or the division one playoff final.
For Gillingham.
Gillingham, exactly.
And which you were 2-0, Man City were 2-0 down, yeah?
Thanks to Mickey Weaver, we managed to pull it out.
In the penalties.
And Paul Dickoff, of course.
He spoke about that, actually. I was watching something just yesterday about how Tony Pulis said he had real attention to detail in that game, apart from one thing. And he beats himself up about it to this day, that he never thought about penalties.
Rob, you were present, clearly, at the first ever Tony Pulis press conference.
Yes.
We've heard lots of rumours. Eric Paler writing in the Sunday Sun, effectively Pulis looking to slim down the squad.
Yeah.
He's already gone on record as saying with our friends at BBC Tees that Steve Gibson has spent a fortune, he said, in terms of the side. I think everything's relative. In comparison to Roman Abramovich, it's not quite a fortune.
Well, no.
But
we're in the championship.
Exactly. Lots of thumbs up and positivities for wanting more Stuart Downings. And let's not forget, it was only a matter of 6 months ago, Ben Gibson could have ended up playing for Tony Pulis at West Brom.
Yes, and only 6 months ago that Stuart Downing looked as if he was on his way out to Birmingham City, Harry Redknapp's Birmingham City, and they couldn't agree the fee.
So there. Are there players who will possibly be a wee bit worried? I mean, we were talking about Traore seems to have got a thumbs up from the manager in terms of working through that process. The notion of actually having fighting spirits and working through that perspective.
At the press conference today, he reiterated what he said, that we have spent a lot of money, so we shouldn't expect him to be signing lots of players. Yes, he prefers a sort of leaner squad. I think he likes spaces for academy players, of which we've got like Tavernier, who scored against Sunderland, of course, in the league, and Dale Fry, a member to that. So there could possibly be two or three players. I don't think more than that that might go out. We've already lost Conor Roberts, a fullback who's gone back on from his loan spell to Swansea. Fabio has said he wants to leave, so that that the door is open for him, it looks like. But then there's a couple of other players that there could be question marks about. He did mention Ashley Fletcher. Ashley Fletcher came for £6 million from West Ham, talented young forward who hasn't made it yet. He did question, he said he hadn't seen him play. He's one of the few players he hasn't seen play, so we might see him tomorrow. But, so he's probably, thrown the gauntlet down for Ashley Fletcher to prove that he can be part of this setup. So he could be a man who's under pressure.
We see that Yeovil have actually taken Lewis Wing.
It's a
loan signing there.
Right, that's interesting because Lewis Wing might have played tomorrow, I thought, possibly. Well, so, not anymore.
Not according to our latest.
No, I mean, that's great for it. Lewis Wing was bought just before the season from Shildon, from the Northern League. And he's had a couple of outings in the League Cup, the Carabao Cup, and looked really, really good. So that's, you know, great progress from him. Should say about Tony Pulis that his first press conference, for pre-match press conference, was at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning. Press conferences usually on an afternoon. And he stood throughout and he wore his cap. And it was very good value, it was brilliant. He plays to his image, really, standing there. It was a very positive message he was putting across, in which I think he sees his mission. He's been brought in by Steve Gibson to look over the squad and to look over the whole place, really, to assess what it's about and to set us on the right footing going forward as a club.
He has likened the Gibson-Middlesbrough connection to Peter Coates and Stoke.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, there are people who would actually say, yeah, well, Stoke were happy and Pulis did well with them, got them to the FA Cup final, of course.
Which he talked about today, and he pointed out the fact that because somebody asked him about FA Cup match, mm-hmm. is it the ideal time to play an FA Cup? And he loves the Cup, and he mentioned that. It was, one of the greatest hours for Stoke fans.
And Manchester City, of course, because we were.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
We sold for that point, our first trophy under Roberto Mancini. Interesting seeing social media. It's fair to say, as we might have expected, Borough fans pretty much split down the middle on how effective Pulis is actually going to be long term.
Yeah.
As indeed I think West Brom fans have actually found, as indeed Stoke City fans clearly found from that perspective. And again, he's had a range of experience.
Yeah.
He's brought in it's an interesting goalkeeping coach as well, I think.
Who's Jonathan Gould.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Bobby's son, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah.
And again, his number two, Mr. Kemp.
Yes, who'd actually retired, I believe, at the end of last season. So that's really interesting. He told a story about when there's a really good interview on YouTube where he a couple of years ago he addressed the students' union at Oxford, and in it he tells a story about Ricardo Fuller at Stoke, who was Stoke's best player, but an enigmatic player. Mm. And Kemp used to settle him down when he returned back from international duty ridiculously late, and Pulis was no way he was going to play him, but Kemp got him to settle down and think, well, this is your best player. And so he's obviously a really good influence, a really sort of calming influence on Tony Pulis, and they obviously really respect each other.
And if we're looking at the league table, I know it's an FA Cup special, but in terms of the actual table itself, 41 points.
I know, we're sitting quite... we had a reasonable festive time, didn't we? You mentioned the setback against Villa at home, but against that, of course, we
at Sheffield Wednesday. Gary
Monk's last game. Then Craig Liddlesbrough, we could call it. We beat Bolton.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, winning away at Preston. Yeah. That's quite a...
Three wins out of four. Points out of 12.
At the same time, Cardiff have been dropping like a lead weight, haven't they?
It would seem that second place is still up for grabs.
Yeah.
Second place, 49 points, so just 8 points ahead of Borough in terms of the actual...
Obviously, there's a lot of teams in the offing for that, and Aston Villa looking very strong at the moment. But we can put ourselves in the mix, in the playoff mix, can't we?
And a cup run won't be bad either. We're going to talk more about the cup and how things will be developing from that point of view in a matter of moments. In fact, specifically 2.5 minutes after this.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit ManilaPR.com now.
107. These drugs affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you very much, Bernie.
Exactly. See, New Year style is still there. The quality is still around. There was a time where Middlesbrough used to complain and Barrett regularly said, we were always drawing away in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
But apparently, looking at these stats here, this is the sixth consecutive fixture that Barrett will be playing an FA Cup game at the Riverside, and we've won 3 of the previous 5.
Yeah, we had an incredible run last season. We got to the quarterfinals and we were at home each time. It was actually the League Cup that we went 12 ties in a row, 13 ties away, and in the end, the sponsors paid us, gave us a free trip to Swansea, absolutely. As I recall. So that was that, yeah. But yeah, remember last season we had a really good run. It was the one bright spot. Perhaps it masked what was going on, but we won't mention the team that actually put us out in the end in the quarter final.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we sort of did okay until we got to the semi-final and then sort of lost it. But at least we're doing quite well in the league.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
quite well.
Yes, we lost to Man City last season, but we didn't really put up any sort of fight, sadly. But
it was only a matter of weeks later. Of course, there was the Battle of League Two, that 2-2 draw effectively with City. So
I know. Yes, under new management. Yeah,
exactly. Steve Agnew.
Yeah.
Sunderland, for folk who are interested in that particular side of things, they're looking to win their first FA Cup game since February 2015.
Wow.
They've lost 3 of the last 4, and they've only scored once.
Yeah, they're.
And they're bottom of the league.
The bottom of the league, and they've got absolute...
And they've got Chris Coleman as manager.
A horrendous record at home, of course. They've won that one game in over a year.
In before the end of the calendar year, otherwise...
They did.
Single thing.
They did actually win away at Nottingham Forest, didn't they, over Christmas period. And that did for the... Nottingham Forest... Oh, no, I think they were playing against manager's team, perhaps. So bringing 5,000 fans down... So there should be some atmosphere. It was a very close call in the league, just that one goal. And if you think back to that league game, there was a really good save by Darren Randolph right at the start of the game from, I think it was Lewis Grabham who broke away. And if that save hadn't been made, then Sunderland could have been 1-0 up. It might have been a different story.
three of the last four ties have ended in draws, needing replays, of course.
Yeah, we do seem to play each other regularly, don't we?
So, I mean, have you booked some time for the following week on Tuesday, week on Wednesday, to head up to the Stadium of Light?
Well, I don't think Sunderland will be welcoming going back there for many reasons.
Exactly.
No, I think we should finish it tomorrow, but I think it could be a tighter game than we think, just because it's the FA Cup. But Sunderland haven't got many players to pick from at the moment. They've got a lot of injury problems and obviously a crisis of confidence.
And is the magic still there? I mean, it's another cliche that comes out regularly.
The magic of the Cup.
Exactly. It's the magic. Is it still there? I mean, we hear, of course, in the Palace Brighton game this year, they're using virtual assistant referees will be there. Can't quite understand why they don't have ex-players doing the video assisting referees, or indeed former well-sorted referees, because after all, they don't have to run around too much when they're just watching a bank of television screens, do they?
Well, really? It'd be interesting to see. They had a similar system, didn't they? Was it the Under-20 World Cup?
Mm.
It was quite controversial as well. Some of the decisions were quite poor.
It's been controversial in Germany, where they've been employing
right.
it. They had lots of sore times there with people there. Part of the policy is, unlike rugby, where they have a similar thing, but
yeah.
they actually let the fans and the viewers actually know what's happening.
Yes.
Brought you listening into the conversation.
Yeah.
Can't quite understand why in football, can't say
yeah.
anything.
Yeah,
can't
you're
let
right.
them know. Doesn't that lead to more irritation amongst fans when they just don't know what's going on?
Absolutely, and then they don't agree with the decision. Yes. So it'd be interesting. I think it's good that they're trying something. Mm. But, yeah, I was quite surprised in that World Cup that the decisions appear to be more controversial still afterwards than they would have been. I don't know whether that is going to change anything. It does make the FA Cup a bit more special in the fact that they're actually trying some cutting-edge technology. Well, for football. Yeah, it still has something. It's still got that FA Cup final at Wembley.
There's a part of me which would have quite liked them to have adopted the similar system to tennis, where they call the Hawkeye system, or indeed even cricket,
yeah.
where they effectively are allowed to have up to three challenges in, say, a half, any 45 minutes, and by a team who wants to sort of then I think it would be more useful. But I still don't think there's not a great deal of clarity in terms of how often it's going to be used. It's not like it's crossed
no.
the line. It hasn't crossed the line.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. Well, that's right. Goal line technology, it's quite...
I mean, they do have it with Edinburgh derbies, with Hibernian playing Hearts, about ball crossing the line. Why should they have that? Different line. For any Scottish listener who's actually sort of concerned about the thing there. So as we sort of sit here, first week of January 2018...
Indeed.
Is it a case of an optimistic outlook that we have? Because clearly there are those immortal words, Boris traditional post-New Year slump.
Well, I wonder how you factor in a new manager into that. I hope we don't see that happening. Certainly there was no sign of it at Preston, but is it post-festive slump or is it post-New Year?
This is the sort of way.
We had a really bad record. We've historically got a really bad record on New Year, actually. Obviously, you don't always play on New Year's Day, but our record has always been quite poor, so we've sort of booked that trend already. We've got a pretty good record on the third round day. And I think to go back to your earlier question, it's always special, a third round day. I think still. It would be better if everybody kicked off at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, but that's never going to happen again. We're going to kick off.
There's a Merseyside derby that's starting half in a couple
tonight?
Of hours.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. But I'm still looking. I think everyone in the northeast, well, apart from Newcastle fans, everyone's looking forward to it's the big event.
If you turn up at 3 o'clock, obviously you'll miss the game. Really.
You will, yeah.
Just in case you're thinking, oh, well, at least I go to Riverside for 3 o'clock. You know,
yeah.
No, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble.
So exactly. So if you are intending to actually make your way there, be on good time
yeah.
from that point of view. We've said early doors as far as Tony Pulis is concerned.
Yeah.
Again, if you're really analysing the whole thing, he could also do with a few wins just to kind of put his credibility, because he hasn't. I mean, he's getting an awful lot of draws with West Brom and this season and last season. Not. It has to be said that Alan Pardew has actually improved the situation.
No.
In fact, they might sort of swap over in many ways. But
it's oh, no, please not.
Exactly. But overall, I think give him a chance.
Without a doubt, we've only had he's only had two games, and he came in exceptional circumstances over Christmas, really. Mm-hmm. And as you said, and now for the first time, he's got his new backroom staff, as you said. And interesting, isn't it, for Jonathan Woodgate to be taken on from the academy? Somebody he mentioned that he worked with before when he played for him at Stoke City, mm-hmm. and I think he thinks that Woodgate has the local knowledge, if you like. He's got the knowledge of the young players. He wants to promote the young players. Pleased about that. It's been a while since we've heard a manager, you know, having faith in the young players of our own squad. So Jonathan Woodgate is the man who can do that, and obviously there'll be a lot of respect for him around the club, ex-captain, etc. I think that's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. Very good move.
So there we are, after that initial sort of panic scenario where in a few months' time we're probably saying, what were we worried about? Yeah. You know, what was the concern of all? He's pointed out the way to the future, and Tony Pulis is the man in whom we trust, and we'll obviously beat Chris Coleman tomorrow to actually start off with the whole thing. What's your prediction, Rob?
My prediction is I think it will be a tight game. I think it will be 2-1 to Middlesbrough. Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it's going to be a 1-1 draw. With a 2-0 victory at the replay. So there we are, 1-1, 2-0. That's right. A different line. One of them, because do we still feel replays on us? Because that's the other line, which is
really yes, that's right. Out.
We should stop all replays in the FA Cup.
No, without a doubt. I think there's something special about an FA Cup replay. Mm. Obviously, we don't have those marathon ties anymore, but I think every club can think back to one of those. We had a case in the 80s with Everton where we like seemed to be play them again and again and again, and the fantastic obviously they don't do you much good in the league, but it's just amazing when you lock together with another club and you got that sort of special relationship where you can't beat each other. So I think that's sad that was done away with. I understand why, but it's a shame. And the FA Cup, obviously, it is the oldest trophy is in football, isn't it? So it's got to be special from that point of view.
In 1 week's time, we'll be sitting here talking about Fulham's visits to Middlesbrough, or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Their sort of journey up to the thing. There's obviously a little bit of history between Middlesbrough and Fulham. It gets back to business from that point of view. So good news there. But how can people subscribe to the paper edition of Fly Me to the Moon?
Should they choose
to do so for the new Tony Pulis era?
That's right. Yeah, the new era, the second half of the season. You can subscribe. Go to the website, fmttm.com, and click on subscribe, or email me at robshug@gmail.com, or write to Fly With The Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS1 5AP.
Splendid, and happy 2018. I don't think we've actually wished the listeners.
No, absolutely.
We should do
happy
that.
New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year, exactly. That's it then. We have wrapped up the first in what might be a series of, let me see, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. So another five FA Cup specials we'll actually see to the final.
Mm.
Because we always like to do one for every special.
Good game. Maths.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's calculating the whole thing. But, it's all over for the moment. It won't be tomorrow. I'm sure Borough will do the business in some way, shape, or form, even though I predicted a draw. Let's wrap up with those final seven words. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.